Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitan of Sechnas Nedarim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis, Va'oid, Amma, Rebbe Eliezer, another halacha from Rebbe Eliezer, which is actually a kula when it comes to being matir a neder. What was the kula we learned in the previous Mishnah? You can say to him, did you realize this would cause shame to your father and mother? If he says, that's a good Pesach. Now we learn another kula, Paischen Binoilid. The word noilid means to be born. If someone makes a neder and something happens afterwards, the Mishnah is going to give us soon some examples. So he says, oh, if I would have known that's going to happen, I would have never made the neder. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though whatever it is that makes him change his mind about the neder only happened afterwards, it's okay. That's called noilid. It was born later, literally. The Chachamim say no. The whole point of a Pesach is, had you known about certain things during the neder, you would have never made the neder. But if everything was in place during the neder, if whatever we knew about during the neder wouldn't have stopped you from making the neder, and something happens afterwards, oh, if I knew this was going to happen, that doesn't mean you have charata to start with. It has to be, oh, when I made the neder, I didn't know that right there and then this was a problem. So it has to be a problem that was there right there and then. Again, Zakta Mishnah. You can be matir a neder based on an unexpected change that took place after the neder. The Chachamim say that doesn't work. When you made the neder, you didn't think this was going to happen. So based on the information that was available then, based on the situation as it was at the time of the neder, you have no charata, you have no real charata. Afterwards, something happened that changed things. That doesn't change the neder, say the Chachamim. Ketzad. Omar, suppose a person says, Koinim she'eini nehenel ish ploini. Koinim, I shall not benefit from that man, from so-and-so. And suddenly, v'nasa soifer, zokta batanura, that person who wasn't expected, he became a big Talmud Chacham. Some say soifer means he was the official writer of the town's contracts, shtarais, either way. It wasn't that way when I made the neder, but right now he's a person that, I mean, need his services. Or another example would be, first he said, Kainim, I shall not benefit from that man. He wasn't about to marry off his son. Now suddenly you hear he's marrying off his son. I want to go to the wedding and enjoy the meal. The Omar, so the person who made the neder says, right, Ilya, Yisi Yadeya, he says to the Chacham, had I known, Shunas a cipher, he would become a cipher. Oishu Masiyas Benoi Bakarayev, or that he would soon marry off his son. Laya Yisi Noida would have never made the neder. So this would be a machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, so the neder was a mistake. The Chachamim say, no, the neder was not a mistake, because when he made the neder, this was unknown yet that it's going to happen. It wasn't expected. He's changing his mind afterwards, not when he made the neder. He never had charata when he made the neder. Had he known now what he would know at the time of the neder, he would have still made the neder. Another mashal. Koinim lebayezeh she'eini nechnes. Koinim that I shall not enter this house. And Manasseh beisekneses. That house, this wasn't the plan. Suddenly the town got together and said, you know what? We're turning that house into a basic Knesset. He wants to come into Davin Milcham Ha'ariv. But Omar, so he says to the Chacham, well, Ilya Yisi Yedeya, had I known, Shunasa basic Knesset, that house would become a basic Knesset, Lohi Yisa Neider, I would have never made the Neder. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham can be matir the Neder. According to the Chacham, he can't. In all these three examples, Rabbi Eliezer matir, but the Chachamim Eisrin, they say it's Noilid. These were all unexpected things that took place at the time of the neder. With the information that you know then, considering what was expected, you would have still made the neder. You can't come to me now, things change later. Now, let me remind you of a story. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Sevua, and his daughter, who saw in him potential greatness, said, if I marry you, will you go and commit yourself to learning Torah? And Rabbi Akiva took up the offer. But her father was extremely angry. And Adrei Hanah Mei Nichsei, says the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis and Nedarim. And he left, he learned Torah for 12 years, came back with 12,000 Talmidim, He heard his wife say, if it was up to me, he can go for another 12 years and learn Torah. That's the great Mesiris Nefesh that she had. Rabbi Akiva says, she gives me permission. He went for another 12 years and he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. And she came out toward him. They wanted to push her away. When the great Tzaddik with his 24,000 Talmidim came, he said, leave her alone. He said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva said, Shali v'shalachem, my Torah and your Torah, shalahu. It's all in her schos. And then the Gemara tells us that her father heard a great person came. Maybe he'll figure out a way to be matur my neder. So Rabbi Akiva said, He didn't know this was his son-in-law. You made this neder. If you knew he would be a Talmud Chacham, would you have made the neder? What? If I knew he would know a single parak, a single halacha, I would have never made the neder. So Rabbi Akiva said, Anahu, I'm the person. So the Gemara says, Nafal al anpe v'nashke al kare. And he gave him half of his money. Freikt Toisves. Isn't this a classical case of Neulet? Why is this different than the case of Kainim She'eni Nehenu L'Ploini V'Nasa Seifer? Rabbi Akiva only became a Talmud Chacham afterwards. It was not anticipated at that time. How did it work? Rabbi Akiva was able to be Matur the Neder. Says Toisves, being that at that moment he was already going to a Rebbe to learn Torah, the derech is when someone is sincere and he's going to learn, he's going to become an Adam Gadol. It's not something that was not anticipated. It's not something that happened afterwards. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talks about this Taisvis a lot. As soon as we commit ourselves, no, we want to learn despite all the difficulty. We're already considered a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik. And that's why, even according to the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva had no problem being Matir, the Neder.